All right, folks, welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation, your daily dose of sanity in a crazy world. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let's be honest, work can sometimes feel like being thrown into a blender full of deadlines, meetings, emails, and the occasional passive-aggressive Slack message. Ever get that feeling like you're drowning in it all? You know, where your brain is fried, your patience is thinner than a politician's promise, and the only thing keeping you going is caffeine and sheer willpower? Yeah, me too. But hey, we're here to tap out of that madness together. We're going to equip ourselves with some serious tools to handle overstimulation at work and emerge from our cubicles, feeling like champs, not casualties. So buckle up. Grab your favorite stress ball or maybe a pillow for those real intense days, because we're diving into 5 key takeaways that'll have you conquering the office chaos. First up, boundaries are your best friend. Seriously, think of them as the bouncers at your brain's VIP club. You get to decide who and what gets in. Learn to politely decline extra projects when your plate is already overflowing. Remember, saying no isn't selfish. It's self-preservation. Next up, time blocking. This magical technique involves scheduling specific blocks of time for different tasks. It's like creating a roadmap for your workday, ensuring you allocate time for those deep dive projects and those pesky emails that seem to multiply faster than rabbits. And hey, don't forget to sprinkle in some breaks for yourself. Speaking of breaks, let's talk mini escape zones. Your brain needs a quick getaway sometimes, even if it's just stepping away from your desk for 5 minutes. Find a quiet corner, take a few deep breaths, maybe even close your eyes and listen to some calming music. It'll help you recharge and come back feeling refreshed and ready to tackle the next challenge. Now, communication is key. Ever feel like you're on an island, desperately trying to flag someone down? Yeah, not fun. Don't be afraid to ask for clarification, delegate tasks, or simply voice your concerns. Clear communication can prevent misunderstandings and save you a whole lot of unnecessary stress. And finally, remember that self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Make time for activities that bring you joy, whether it's reading a good book, going for a walk in nature, or catching up with friends and family. When you prioritize your well-being, you show up to work feeling more energized, focused, and ready to rock the day. Okay, let's get real for a second. Picture this. You're smack dab in the middle of a chaotic workday. Emails are flying faster than a flock of angry pigeons. Your phone is buzzing nonstop, and that looming deadline feels like it's breathing down your neck. Suddenly, you feel that familiar tightness in your chest. Your heart starts racing, and you realize you're officially drowning in overstimulation. But wait, remember what we just talked about? Boundaries, time blocking, mini escape zones, communication, self-care. Now imagine yourself calmly stepping back from the chaos. You gently close your laptop, take a few deep breaths, and remind yourself that you have this. You've got your tools, and you know how to use them. You delegate a few tasks, set clear boundaries with colleagues, and carve out a quick 10-minute break for a walk around the block. Boom. You're back in control, feeling refreshed and ready to tackle the rest of the day like the badass you are. That's the power of these strategies, folks. They work. So remember, managing overstimulation at work isn't about avoiding challenges. It's about equipping yourself with the skills and mindset to navigate them with grace and resilience. Boundaries, time blocking, mini escape zones, communication, and self-care. These are your secret weapons for conquering office chaos and emerging as a calm, confident, and productive powerhouse. Now go out there and tap out of that overstimulation. Share this episode with a friend who could use some sanity hacks. Leave us a review to spread the word, and join the conversation on social media. Let's build a community of empowered individuals who are thriving in their work lives. See you tomorrow for another dose of sanity.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.